Mississippi Real Estate Headlines, new property records search tool streamlines Mississippi deed and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Mississippi-focused platform that lets users search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in MS can cut research time by accessing consolidated property data rather than navigating multiple county record systems. Bookmark https://mississippi.propertychecker.com/ for your next title search or due diligence project. Mississippi Real Estate Headlines. ProntoWeb Real Property Tax Inquiry Tool, available for MS Property Research. ProntoWeb offers a real property tax inquiry portal where users can view receipts after entering property information, with browser cache clearing available if needed. MS real estate professionals can quickly access property tax records to verify payment status and inform transactions. Visit https://dsm.mscustomerportal/ to access the inquiry tool. Clear your browser cache if receipts fail to display. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which too. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MS cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.